Yeah. Well, he's doing a good job prepping for the game as far as game plan, knowing his opponent. He's been playing here for quite a few games now, but he's practicing real well. He's trying to get extra reps with the quarterbacks after practice, and then he's able to play that dual role of inline blocker, extended receiver, and so he's able to wear more hats, which puts him a little bit more around the field.
George, not the physical part of Savage's game, but the mental makeup. Y'all threw him in a playoff race. It seems like he's pretty cool about it. What talk about him mentally dealing with pressure and what and adjusting and all the things you want from a quarterback mentally.
Yeah, so the way that we handle things are just day to day, with whether it's in the meetings, that certain meeting, or moving on to another meeting with maybe a group of receivers or tight ends or running backs, then out to the field, then we correct it, and then we go from there. Never try to take too much in at one time. It's physically impossible, along with really like the scheme that we're facing. So, for example, this week, it's a lot of different pressures, a lot of different coverages. So I try to bite it one play at a time.
What about, is he got good poise? What's he like behind the scenes in meetings? Does he take charge the way you want?
Yeah, very calm. Asks a lot of questions. Doesn't ask questions just to make it seem like, he needs to know an answer. So he asks questions he needs, and then we move on to the next topic.
What's he like during a game when he comes off the field?
Very competitive. He wants to make sure that he lets the group know if it's a mistake that he made or if it's something that he sees differently when a route. Very, very talkative with myself and the rest of the group, so it's good interaction.
Do you worry as a backup when guys are supposed to be seen and not heard that you never know for sure how they're going to react when they take over? Have you seen his personality start to emerge?
Yeah, I think the one thing we've talked about is just doing his job. If there's a motion to be sent, send him in motion. If it's an alert to be made, meaning go to another play, do it. And then that's how you win basically not only the confidence of the rest of the unit, but confidence in yourself.
George, kind of like John was saying, how well do you think you know Tom after 3 years personally, reading what you think he's thinking about certain plays and how things are going?
Pretty good. We've had really good interaction from his first day here till now. Now, certainly there's things that maybe he sees differently that maybe we should adjust, which, we try to do what we can with the quarterback and what he can do best and put him in those situations that he can succeed with.
Do you think he has the confidence in his own knowledge of what you guys want to do, that he can bring stuff to you and be confident that, you'll listen to what he has to say?
Yeah, no question. I mean, there's plenty of times where we scratch certain plays or, we may adjust something just based on, how he sees or feels about the play.
George, look at the pass protection. It got a little better in the second half with no huddle. But, what did you see from some of the breakdowns? And do you feel like, again, you have another big test because you have the Brian Arakpos, the Darrell Casey's, guys like that out there?
Yeah, I mean, it's a, when there's a protection or a good running game, it's not just always the offensive line. There's whether it's maybe calling a certain scheme multiple times, whether it's, getting the ball out quicker, getting open at receiver, being able to chip or help out as a running back or a tight end. So certainly the adjustments were made at halftime to correct that, and, we were able to move forward.
Despite using all those quarterbacks the last 2 years, you were so much better in the red zone than you are now. What were y'all doing then that you're not doing now when you had over 57% each year?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to point out just one thing. It's a little bit of the same issues, whether it's a third down, but it's a critical situation that when the play's to be made, there's an opportunity to make it, whether it's getting off a read quicker or maybe checking to a certain play if that's at his disposal. Certainly we could play a little bit faster down there and get maybe a little bit into the same tempo that we were getting in the second half. So there's a lot of things that really just come up, and the good thing is the defense is keeping us in some of those games where we're really leaving 4 points out there on the field.
George, you had a chance to see Tom in a lot of preseason games prior to this year, but very small amounts in terms of regular season. It was that one game his rookie year where he got hurt. Obviously, now you've seen him for a second half of football in a full game. Is there anything that you've learned about Tom as a quarterback just in this small stretch in terms of what he can get better at, what maybe he's strong at that you didn't think he was strong at, those types of things?
I mean, just really right away, he had a little bit of an opportunity in 14 that maybe didn't have the success that he wanted to, and it's easy to maybe sit there and feel sorry for yourself, but he didn't. And so, you know, you see some of those same things first half of last week, maybe didn't have the first half that we wanted, but he went ahead and moved on to the next half and had some good success in that as far as just throwing the football. So he's had some up and downs, just like all of us do throughout the NFL season, just like a lot of us do throughout our careers. And he's been able to keep battling, which is, what we need, especially at this time of the year.
I know you guys are playing to win the game, but do you see any benefit to playing a game that doesn't affect the playoff race? And does that allow you to maybe give Tom some chances to try some stuff that you can't necessarily replicate in practice?
For us, we're just trying to be more consistent offensively, and game's on the schedule for a reason. We're going to win it, try to win it, do as much as we can to compete and win. And that's really what we're all in the building for every day. I think that's one thing that we stress in the springtime, that as soon as you walk in this building, we're playing to win.